Welcome to New York. The September issue of I Love English World is all about New York. Listen now as we take a brief tour of the city.
Central Park. Every city has its green spaces, but Central Park is different. The hassle of New York disappears, and suddenly you are in a magical place filled with woods, water, and 93 kilometers of winding paths. It's easy to get lost, which is why there are markings on all the street lamps to tell you how to find the nearest city street. New Yorkers come here for everything from yoga classes to early morning jogs, solitary meditation and picnics with friends, ice skating in winter and free outdoor movies, concerts and theatre productions in summer. There's a lake, a zoo and even a castle on a hill. Basically, it has everything you could want in a park and more.
Grand Central Station. Grand Central is both an incredibly busy travel hub, it has more platforms than any station in the world, and an elegant masterpiece of Beaux-Arts architecture. In a way, that mix of industry and stylishness makes it the perfect symbol of New York's character. When you're there, look up to the painted ceiling high above the main concourse. You can see the night sky reproduced through hundreds of tiny lights. Is there a more romantic train station anywhere in the world? Possibly. But no other train station is among the world's top 10 tourist attractions.
One World Trade Center. After the iconic twin towers of the original World Trade Center were destroyed in the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, New Yorkers debated what to build in their place for years. Typically, they decided to react to the attack by building something bigger and better, the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. Originally known as the Freedom Tower, it is precisely 1,776 feet high, a reference to 1776, the year of America's Declaration of Independence. Just nearby is the National September 11th Memorial in memory of the 2,977 people killed in the terrorist attacks that day.
Harlem. North of Central Park, the neighborhood of Harlem has a different character to the rest of Manhattan. With a large black population since the early 20th century, its relative poverty and isolation meant that it was never transformed by high-rise buildings like most of Manhattan. Everything here is on a much more human scale, with a greater sense of community than other neighborhoods. The best way to experience that is by going to one of its celebrated Baptist churches on a Sunday morning, where the services mix religion and politics with live gospel music and neighborhood announcements in a uniquely powerful Harlem brew.
The High Line. Inspired by the Coulée Verte, Promenade Plantée in Paris, but more spectacular. The High Line is an elevated park built on a disused train track running along Manhattan's western shore. It takes you through the arty Chelsea neighborhood, many of whose galleries contributed financially to the creation of the park. From here, walking through the city at 10 meters above busy street level, you can see the Statue of Liberty, the Chrysler Building, and other iconic sites. For once, even New Yorkers slow down to enjoy the view.
Broadway. Named for the legendary avenue of bright lights and show business pizzazz around which the theaters are clustered, Broadway is still the world's premier theater district. This is where every singer, dancer, and actor dreams of making it one day, starring in a Broadway spectacular. Tickets for the shows generally cost a fortune. But you can get them at up to 50% off on the day if you go to the TKTS booth in Times Square. There's only one problem. People start queuing for them at 6 in the morning.
Chinatown. More than just a name for an area with lots of Chinese people, this is literally like a separate town within the city, one with its own culture and rules. Chinese is not just the main language, it is often the only language, a problem when you realize there is no English menu in a restaurant and you don't know the name of any dishes. The area is still full of fashion industry workshops, packed with Asian women making clothes, often for well below the minimum wage. It really is a Chinatown, and not just because you can eat a good dim sum.
Empire State Building. To be honest, we think the Chrysler Building is New York's most beautiful skyscraper, but sadly it's not open to visitors. Either way, the Empire State is a must-see. From the 1930s glamour of the Art Deco lobby to the incomparable views of Manhattan from the observation deck on the 86th floor, which, by the way, is not the top of the skyscraper. Pay an extra $20 and you can take the glass elevator to the smaller, better observation gallery on the 102nd floor. On a clear day, you can see for 130 kilometers.